Hi, young people. Hi, young people. Hi, young people. Welcome to Sweet Melodies 94.3 and welcome to Generation 490, your favorite children's program on radio. Very interesting platform for children to learn the word of God and also to have fun. This is Generation 490. Galatians 4:19 says that my little children in whom I travel in birth again until Christ be formed in you. My name is Reverend Dr. E.K. Reverend Dr. E.K. I realize that every reverend is a doctor. Father David. every reverend is a doctor.
I see most people that have the title reverend have doctors too.
Exactly.
Whichever doctor it is.
I don't think it's bad if I add it to my name.
Oh, add some.
Change my contact. Change the way you save my number on your phone. This reverend doctor. It's a blessing to come your way once again. Today is the 21st of May. Very awesome Saturday morning, and I'm glad you are glued to your set. We are still on the campaign on what's on your mind. What's on your mind? This is where you get to ask us questions, and I bring pastors into the studio to respond to your questions in a godly way, to give you sweet counsel, to give you a good advice based on the word of God. And I think it is a blessing. This is the third week we are in, and we are on this particular edition called What is on Your Mind? What is on Your Mind? So you get to ask us questions, and you can send your questions to us on 0279 100 600 0279 100 600. And so send us your question, send us what is bothering you. I have a godly pastor in the studio this morning to help us answer your question. And I think that he is somebody that you all know. He sits in for me when I am not around. He is Pastor David Aye. I think, is it Kweku or
no, Kwame? I'm a proud Saturday boy.
Proud Saturday boy. Me and Kasakra, when? I think I'm also Kwame or...
You think?
I don't know.
Maybe
but
it's because you've added doctor to your...
Yeah, if I add Kwame or Kweku to be too long, so it's okay. I'll reserve the Kwame for you. So he is Pastor David Kwame Aye. He's at the Greater Love Church. The Greater Love Church is one of the denominations under the United Denominations originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. Yeah. And his church is based in Botiano.
Yes, broadcasting.
Botiano, yes. And he is in the HQ, the headquarters of the Greater Love Church, which is the Greater Love Cathedral. And so if you are heading towards Kaswa, when you get to broadcasting or Botiano,
before the toll booth, there's a U-turn.
A big signboard, yes, over. Is your picture still on it?
No, because we had a Good Friday. We advertised Good Friday.
Okay.
Now you won't see my face on it.
Okay. But he's a very fine pastor. If you are in and around Botiano, broadcasting, Ibetown, I see all these people around.
Ibetown, my 11,
around the mall,
yes.
China Mall, West Hills Mall, and he's in a very good location. Yes. His church is a very beautiful cathedral. I've been there several times. Beautiful cathedral. When we say cathedral, that is the cathedral on fire.
Yes. It used to be the tent on fire.
Now it's cathedral.
It is really on fire.
Cathedral on fire.
Yes.
Beautiful. So you can visit Pastor David in his cathedral. He has been in the children ministry for over 10 years. He's been my friend for so many. He's a married man, of course, with how many children? Three. But the third one is on the way.
No, it is two.
Two. Okay. All right. Okay.
But I'm still 13 years old.
You are still 13 years. Are you sure this children don't believe you? Very fine gentleman, anointed pastor, and today by the grace of God, we are privileged to have him in the studios, and he's going to help us to answer the questions. Already your questions are coming in. I can see the question. We have backlog of the previous weeks, and so we attempt getting them, and then we add the new ones to read. So keep it coming on the 0279 100 600, text, WhatsApp, but I'm not sure we will have time for calls. If we do, we will open the phone line, but if we don't, then it means that we are going to stick and stay with the text that you'll be sending us. All right, Pastor David.
Yes,
you are welcome.
Nico, thank you so much.
Good
thank
to see you. So much. Good to see you.
Good to also see
you. I also
you.
Want to thank you so much for sitting for me all this while, anytime I'm not
it
around.
It's a blessing. I also want to thank you for the opportunity to. It's been an experience. So I've also learned a lot sitting in.
God bless you. I've also been given an opportunity. So we are in this together. I want us to start quickly today. We want to answer as many questions as we can, because I think what's on your mind is one of the exciting addition that we have brought.
I mean, you realize that you may think that it's only elderly people that have things bothering their mind, but from some of the questions we have seen in the past. We realize that
the children have issues.
They have issues that needs to be addressed. Yes.
You know how adults go for counseling on the church's signboard Wednesday morning.
Yes, and the time is
8 o'clock. Yeah. 8 o'clock to 3 p.m.
Yes.
The man of God is sitting down and he's doing consultation or counseling.
Yes.
I think the children don't have
We don't have anything.
Yes,
like
and if a children's pastor listening to us, you need to have what we call intimate counseling with the children.
With the children. Yes.
Have a session with them, call them.
You would hear things.
Exactly. it will help to bring an upheaval to your pastoral care for the children.
Yeah.
Pastor, am I speaking big English?
Upheaval.
Development. It will help.
Okay.
It will help your
I've
development.
I've added it to my, my... I was about to ask you what the meaning was.
You know, I went to a good school. I went to a good school. I don't want to ask you the school you attended.
I won't say it.
Pastor David, let's start. Yes. This one says, good morning, Reverend Ike. My name is William.
Okay.
I am the head pastor's son in our Sunday school, but the teachers who teach our class don't give me platform to do anything. Please, should I report them to my dad? Why are you laughing?
William
doesn't get platform.
He doesn't get platform.
I don't know what is platform.
He needs the pulpit and the stage.
Or maybe if drums, they don't allow
him
anything.
To do anything. I mean, it's a real problem. I believe, William, this is a very real problem you are facing, and I don't want you to put it at the back of your mind that you are going to the word report. It's too somewhere word.
It's too big. It's too heavy.
If you ask me,
yes.
Maybe your teachers in the Sunday school have not realized that maybe you can do a particular thing.
Okay.
So let us assume that they don't know that you can do a particular thing and somebody else can do it.
Mm.
But you realize that you can do it. Yeah. So you can go to any of them and tell them nicely. But you see also, because you are there, pastor's son.
He said he's the head pastor.
He's the head pastor's son.
Head pastor. The head pastor. Not one of these associate pastors. The head pastor.
So you can go to them and tell them that, auntie or pastor or whoever is
the children's teacher. Okay.
Tell them that, auntie, uncle, I'm able to. If it is the drums, I'm able to play the drums very well, but I realize that I'm not given an opportunity or a chance. So please, I really want to help in also playing the drum or something of that sort. I mean, you can go, they are not realizing it. So you go to them nicely and ask them, and I believe that they would give you an opportunity. But then if you also do that, and you still realize that they are not minding you, then you can go to your daddy.
Okay.
Or you can go to another pastor in the church. Not necessarily your daddy.
Yeah.
Who is the head pastor? Maybe the associate pastor, the assistant pastor, or someone who is higher than your teachers in the Sunday school, in the children's church. And tell the person that this is the problem I have. I have spoken to this uncle, this teacher, but I still do not. So I want you to intervene. Even if you go to your father, it shouldn't sound like you are reporting
them.
That is what I want to take from your mind. It is not a report. You should go and tell your daddy that, daddy, I feel I want to help play the drums or keyboard, but okay. I'm not giving the opportunity. Chance. Can you please speak to this auntie or that uncle. Auntie? And I believe that you'll be fine.
And what name did he mention? I don't think there was any name.
No, there was no name. But no,
I didn't. Okay, so no name person. I also want you to understand that there is no position like pastor's son. William. There is no any title like pastor's son.
Yes.
Okay, we are church members. As long as
we are Christians,
yes. We are part of the church. Yes. Okay, so like Pastor David is saying, you may go, you may not be giving the. And if you are a teacher listening to us, look, there must be equal chances.
Equal chances.
Okay, every child.
And I think the teachers should also be able to pick out people from the crowd who they feel. I mean, of course, they should be led by the Holy Spirit. And I don't know. I think you can do this.
Yes. Or
and
we can have growing up in the children's church. Yes. We have multiple people playing drums.
Yes.
We have somebody who plays for worship.
Yes.
And that person comes to play for praises.
No, there's even and a time that we have issues. Now we have to sit down.
Yes.
In fact, let me tell you, just last week Sunday, I saw one of the children in my church.
Okay.
He is in another church, you know, and then he plays drums, and I realized that he had gone to another church where he's older than them, and he was playing. And I said, "What are you doing here?" And he said, "Oh, he came to play." And I said, "Don't they allow you to play the drums in your church?"
He wasn't giving platform.
He wasn't giving platform. So I told him, "Okay, please tell all the drummers in that church that I want to have a meeting with them. So I had to now divide and say, okay, you play for
division
this.
Of
when
labor,
you finish, sit down. This one too, so that they all
have equal chance.
Equal chance. Yes. So,
I want to give advice to Sunday school teachers.
Yes.
Okay. Pastors' children are church properties.
Exactly.
Okay. So don't leave them.
Yeah.
All right. As they are. Their fathers are taking care of other people. It is your responsibility as a children's pastor to take care of the pastor's son.
Yes.
Because the pastor themselves may not have time for their children.
The pastor is a father to his son, but he's not a pastor to his son.
So you are the one that the pastor's son will listen to.
Yes.
So it is very imperative if you are listening to us as a children's pastor, don't say that my bishop's children are in my church.
Mm.
Do you understand? And I give equal opportunity. If I say you are not doing this, you are not doing it. If I say you are doing this, this is what you are doing. And I treat them fairly. I have other pastors, children, people whose children are in the church who are not pastors. Some have children whose parents are not even in the church.
Yes.
But you look at it and then you do what we call due diligence.
Yes.
Okay. So pastors, pray about it. Use your discretion. One person cannot play drum. If that person is sick, what do we do?
Mm-hmm.
So let's get people on board. You are playing this week. You play this following week, or you are playing for this one.
Yeah.
You play for this one, okay? And give platform so
to make them happy to even come to church every
all the
Sunday.
Time.
Yeah.
So William, please do not go and report to your dad, okay? The fact that you are head pastor's son doesn't give you that chance to report the teacher. When you do that, you are trying to downplay the authority of the teacher in charge. And if that happens, the teacher will not have a sweet spirit pastoring you.
Exactly.
It's like you have been sent to always spy on what they are doing to give a report.
Exactly.
It's not a good thing at all.
So take the word report out of your mind and then
so like Pastor David said, discuss with somebody higher than the children's pastor. It could be the associate pastor. It could be somebody else apart from your father.
Pastor
so-and-so.
Yes.
Please, can you talk to Auntie Evelyn for me so that she allows me to lead prayer?
Exactly.
Or she allows me also
to help in the activities,
praise
the
and worship.
And I'm not sure they'll refuse it.
No, they won't refuse it.
They won't refuse it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if you have this, that you are the head pastor's son.
So you want to report.
Yeah, it's like there's a title called head pastor. No, there's no title like that. Head pastor's son. There's no title like that. Okay, you are a church member.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So if you have just tuned, this is Sweet Melodies 94.3 and this is Generation 419. We are still on What's on Your Mind, where we got to try to answer your questions by the grace of God. All right. You remember the sons of Eli?
Yes.
the sons of Eli in the Bible. Mm. Okay, so when you have the mind that you are the priest's son,
it's dangerous. Mm. It's dangerous because
when it gets into
even
your head.
That, when that one gets into your head, you may even think that you almost don't need to read your Bible. Yes. You almost don't need to have a personal relationship with God because your father is the head pastor. So what your father is, the prayer of your father is covering you. No,
anointing is not a family problem.
No.
At all.
Of course, it can be transferred, but you need to work for it.
Pay a price. So if you look at the pastors in town whose children are coming up to take
they
pay the price and they are still paying that price.
And they read and they pray.
It is not a natural inheritance.
Most of them are not riding on their father's glory.
Or anointing. Yes. It's something they actually work for. All right. So if you want to be so, I think it is very, very good you start now. Pastor David.
Yes, Reverend.
Let's move to the next one. This one says, "Dear Reverend Ike, at what age must young people know they are ready to date? My name is Kelvin and in JHS2.
Kelvin.
Wow. At what age must young people know they are ready to date? My name is Kelvin and in JHS2.
Kelvin, let me give you a direct answer. If you know that you are ready to marry in the next 2 years, you can date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are ready to marry in the next 2 years.
I mean, that's a very direct answer to you. But
if you are ready to marry in the next 2 years,
you can date.
You can start dating.
I mean, because I don't know why you'll be thinking of dating in JHS 2. I think you are around 14.
JHS 2 should be 14.
14.
If you are not doing adult education, you should be 14.
Yeah, but you see, because at that age, what you should be praying and thinking about is how you are not even in JHS 3 to see that you've passed
your BEC,
you
should be your consent
into secondary school and then the university. You have a long way to go before. So what I would rather say is that at this age, that thing shouldn't cross your mind.
At all.
It shouldn't cross your mind at all. I mean, dating. I mean, but, you know, Reverend Ike, let me say that in this day and age, like they say, technology babies, a lot of weird things about dating, and I have a crush. Recently, I'm hearing young people as at 10 and all saying that I have a crush on this person, I have a crush on this person. Yes, I mean, it's happening. It's a way the devil is trying to corrupt us or our children.
It's a decorated foolishness.
Yes.
The crush is a decorated foolishness. So, it doesn't look harmful when you say, she's my crush, than to say she's my girlfriend. My girlfriend looks more demonic than saying she's my crush. My crush is a decorated.
Yes. They've made it nicer. Yes. It's a nicer package.
Yes.
In fact, if if today you don't have a crush, they laugh at you.
Really?
Oh yes, they will say, "Oh, you are an old school, whatever." But you see, at this age, you are supposed to, your books are supposed to be your girlfriend if you are a boy. And your books are supposed to be your girlfriend if you are, your boyfriend if you are a girl. That is what I can say to you, Kelvin. JHS, you are in JHS 2. No. JHS2. Another direct answer to you is that if you are ready to pay your bills.
If
you are ready to pay your bills.
Yes, because then marriage comes with a lot of responsibilities.
Yes, but you are still staying under your
parents' roof.
And your mother's
roof. They buy your Pepsodent, they buy your panties, your supporter, your boxes.
Even the money that you say you are going to give to your girlfriend to buy something, you get it from your mother.
Yes.
Or your father.
Kelvin, you are not ready to date. You are not ready.
It's not negotiable. It's not something that we can say that, you should do this. If it doesn't work, do this. No. Yeah. The answer is that at this age,
you can't date. You cannot date. Don't let the devil use you.
Yes,
you can
have, Kelvin, you can have friends. You can have a lot of friends, female friends, male friends. But that idea of, choosing one person and saying, this is my girlfriend. Or nowadays, even another decorated word for it is, this is my special friend.
Special
friend. So instead of girl, let me say special is like, you know. You know, so Kelvin, at this age, it is a even if you are in the secondary school, it is a no-no.
It doesn't go to only Kelvin. We are speaking to all of you out there listening to us. Because we think at this age, this is what usually happens. You are in school, you have this girl, you have this boy, and all these things distract you.
Exactly.
When I was in JHS, I think we had a teacher who started that thing.
Yeah.
And it started in a very subtle way. He started pairing us. So your girl is this. And in a joking manner, this is your boy. And he almost paired us. Do you see?
Wow.
Yes. But I think there was one pair. And the boy was serious about the pairing. And the girl, too, was very serious about the pairing.
Wow.
You believe it. All the other pairings, they didn't work. But these two people, the pairing worked. And you have no idea what happened. They used to write letters to themselves, to the extent that when we are writing exams, and the boy sees that the girl is not writing, he doesn't write. You know how you write exams, and sometimes you are thinking of the answer. If he lifts his head and see that the lady too lift the head, he will not write. You wait till the girl is writing.
Wow.
Amazingly, when we were writing BEC, alphabetical order, after the boy comes, the girl follows.
Yeah.
Miraculously, I don't know how it happened. So the headmaster was aware of this relationship to the extent that the girl has to be sent to the last index number. Yes.
Just to make sure that they pass.
Yeah, the pathways. And as I speak to you now, you wouldn't like to hear the end of this. So as I speak to you now,
I can imagine
they don't want to see eye to eye, the two of them. Even as we have grown, and they don't want to see eye to eye.
The Bible says that love is as strong as death.
Yes.
So if you don't, and the opposite of love is what?
Hatred. All right. So Kelvin, it is no for you. All young people, it is no for you. It is not time to have sex. It is not time to fall in love. It is no time to think about marriage. You have no business with any of these things. Your business is to think of how to pass your BEC. How to pass your exams to make sure you do well in this life.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Don't be thinking about girls. Don't be thinking about boys and all those things which will not help you. Thank you so much. If you have tuned in, this is Sweet Melodies 94.3. This is Generation 490. My name is Reverend Dr. Ike. I'm in the studios with Pastor David Aye from the Greater Love Church.
Yes.
All right. He's from the Greater Love Cathedral at Broadcasting. Pastor David, we are still at it.
Interesting questions.
Yes. Let me continue. This one says, hello, Rev. Please, what happens when a child dies? Do they also go to either heaven or hell? Okay. Hello, Rev. Please, what happens when a child dies? Do they also go to either heaven or hell?
Okay. The person they add the name.
No name, no age, no class.
Well, when a child dies. Okay. So, this question is a very tricky one, okay? Because you know, the Bible says that when you, if you accept the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, then you are saved. Okay. It means that you go to heaven if you accept them. But then I don't know whether to think that. Are you saying when a baby who has been born fresh?
So if this person can type, let's take the children with pastor.
The children will pass out.
Unfortunately, if one of them happens to die now as a young person, let's not think about babies.
Okay, if we are not thinking about babies, and we are taking people with pastor, let's say
somebody who can talk, somebody can talk, class five.
If you die and you've not given your life to Jesus Christ, you go to hell.
So the person is trying to find out whether maybe if you die, if a child dies, maybe there's a special
Sunday school
hell or Sunday school.
No. There is no Sunday. The way there is no small sin and there is no big sin.
Okay.
There is no Sunday school hell and there is no Sunday school
heaven.
Or adult church heaven.
Maybe like hell. No, the fire will be minimized for the children.
No, no, no. no. But you, if you are 7 years old and you go and steal a meat in the pot when your mother is cooking, and somebody who is 30 years old does the same, is it not the same stealing? So what it is that if you are a child, and you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, there is hell.
Hell is hell.
Hell is hell.
Heaven is heaven.
But then if you have given your life to Jesus Christ, like everybody else, we shall all be judged the same.
Okay.
And when you are going to be judged, of course, they are not going to say that, this is David Jr., the son of David Sr. David Sr. is in heaven, so because of that, David Jr. should go to heaven. David Jr. would also have to give the life to Jesus Christ. That's why if you remember, when we're talking about William, who was saying he's the head pastor's son. Being the head pastor's son does not guarantee that William will go to heaven or hell.
I recommend the book, How to Be Born Again and Avoid Hell. It talks about things that are not the same as being born again.
Exactly.
I think Bishop Daki Wadmus shared with us a lot of things which are not the same as being born
again.
One of
the things he even said in that book is that when you are baptized, it doesn't mean you are born again.
If you are the pastor's friend,
it doesn't mean you are born again. Whoever, you didn't add your name, but then the Bible says that if your name is not written in the book of life.
As we were talking about when you are not born, when you are baptized, doesn't mean you are born again. I think somewhere last year or two, I brought some children to this program, and they were talking about this. And one child said that when you are not born again, and you get baptized, it means you went for swimming lessons.
I think so.
You are not born again, you went for baptism. It means you went for swimming lessons.
Yes.
You didn't go for baptism. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And as a young person listening to, every young person listening to, listen, aside your education, aside whatever dreams you want to have and all that, I think that there must be an element of Jesus Christ in your life.
In your life.
Without Christ, you will not arrive successfully. Without Christ, you cannot make it in this life.
Yeah.
Without Christ, your boat will crash. Mm. And so it is very important as a young person growing up to retain God in your mind, to have Christ in your heart, and your life will be better off.
Exactly. Mm. Exactly. I mean, what you are saying, that is it, Reverend AK, because I am like today, now that there are times that churches are criticized, pastors are criticized, so it enters into some of these young people's mind that, and they grow up
with it
that, this pastor has done this, this church did this, and a whole lot of things. So they do not want to even go to church, not alone give their, and another thing is that going to church does not mean you have given your life to Christ. You see, you would have to confess, open your mouth and say that, I believe in my heart,
and I confess with my mouth
that
you are the Lord Jesus.
And once you say that prayer, you would realize that if you die after you say the prayer, you realize that you are going straight into heaven.
Yeah.
At least that's what the Bible teaches us. So whoever you are, you didn't add your name. If you are a child and you die, if you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, you would go to hell.
You actually have to give your life to Christ. At the end of this program, we will give you an opportunity to give your life to Christ.
Yes.
To give your life to Christ. You cannot live as a human being. You cannot live as a child. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27, Bible says that, for it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that judgment.
Yeah.
It is appointed unto man. Man stands for man, woman, children, any living thing, any human being that you are moving
on. I mean, based on what you are saying, let me throw a question to also the children listening. That have you seen that a child has died before?
Yes, children die.
Children die, Reverend.
Children Ike. Die.
Do older people also die?
They do.
Yes.
They
so, do. If children didn't have, let's say, heaven or hell, then they should have waited. They shouldn't have died as children.
Yeah.
They should have waited till they are old.
But
it is appointed.
You spoke about death, and I remember one boy,
yes,
who attends my church.
Okay.
He used to attend my church,
yeah.
And sometimes when I go to call him for church, look, his demeanor, like you are seeing, the devil has embellished in them, that pastors, that is like
churches,
when he comes to church, he feels my Echo Bank account is credited with some money, and so when you call him, he does as if he should come, and then a whole lot. And so for some time I've not been seeing him, he doesn't come again when you go and call him and all that. So I was at church one day, I was in my office, and one of the girls came to tell me that, do you remember this person? I said, so he died on Tuesday.
Mercy.
And when he died on Tuesday, they did the funeral for him on Saturday.
Yes.
Now, this is what happened. I was even interested in what happened during the funeral.
The funeral, okay.
I hear at the funeral, because he doesn't go to church any longer,
okay.
He died. I also didn't know about his death. It was Sunday I was being told this story.
Told, okay.
So when he died, the parents, I think one pastor came to officiate the funeral. The pastor has somewhere to go, and he left. Now, you know, after the funeral, we have to go to the graveside.
Yes.
When they got to the graveside, the one who came to preach, he left. Well, some pastor who came to do some part time.
Yeah.
But when they got to the graveside, they couldn't find a pastor to bury this boy.
The child.
Now, the people who came for the funeral, this person started calling his pastor, please, there's a dead body here. I want to find out if you have time. If you have time, you can come and do part time.
Yeah.
So I heard several people made calls and they were not getting the pastor. So the boy's uncle stood there and he said that they should put the casket in the grave. Then he prayed. When he prayed, he told the people that, do you all see what it means not to have a pastor in your life? This is according. This is what the girl told me when they went for the funeral.
Said, even in your death.
Yes. He said, do you know what it means to not to have a pastor in your life?
In your life. Wow.
Then I hear he prayed. And then they pour sand on him, and they left him in there. So, and this boy should be between 15, 16 years. He's not an older person.
Yeah.
All right. So you cannot say that you are living your life without Christ.
Christ.
Yeah. Last 2 weeks, I said that there are people you must have in your life. You must have a pastor.
Yes.
You must have a doctor.
Yes.
You must have a lawyer.
Mm.
You must have a policeman.
Yes.
Do you understand? In your life.
Yes.
You must know a policeman.
No, it's true.
Very important.
Very
you
important.
May not know what a policeman will do for you, but you need to know. You must have a doctor. One day in the midnight, you have to call. Please,
this is happening to my son or me or whatever.
Drink this and this, you'll be fine. So first aid will help you.
Yeah,
you must have a pastor.
Yes,
you must also have a lawyer in your life for legal advice.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's not every land we buy. you are building, or the chief has arrived. Okay,
yes,
so
but that is very real. I mean,
so
what you are saying,
it's very, very important to have a pastor in your
life.
Very
yes.
important. Pastor David.
Yes, Reverend.
Let's move on to the next one. This one says that, dear Reverend Ike, I am Tete from Legon. I am 15 years old. Please, is it good for children to also pay tithe?
Tete, the straight answer for you is yes.
Yes.
It is good, very good. In fact, the Bible says in Malachi 3 verse 10 that
Malachi 3:10.
Bring the full tithe into the storehouse. I mean, if you read down
read it again. It says what?
Okay, so this, I think this is a different version.
Yes,
so
just read it. Let me version for us.
I'm trying to get it.
Malachi.
So, Malachi 3 verse 10. Okay, so bring this there. New International Version.
New.
Bring NIV. All right.
New
so bring the whole tithe into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. Then it says, test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it.
Okay, so NLT say, usually I like NLT. The children don't understand King James. Mm-hmm. This thou uttered, even with the doctors, we don't understand. So we try to use NLT. He said, bring all the tithe into the storehouse so there will be enough food in my temple.
Yes.
If you do, says the Lord God Almighty, I will open the windows of heaven for you. Mm-hmm. I will pour out a blessing so great you won't have enough room to take it in. Mm-hmm. Try it. Let me prove it to you.
Yes.
So this instruction is not for adults.
It's, no.
It didn't say all adults should, or all people working, bring your tithe.
No.
It says that bring ye, and also there is a blessing attached. It says, I will open a blessing.
What I like even about this scripture is that it is one of the places in the Bible that the Lord says, test me.
He said, try it. So it let me prove it to you.
So it means that after you have taken your tithe, you can tell God that, you said
per the agreement. Look at my tithe records. And you said you pour out a blessing. I am not seeing the blessing.
Yes.
God, please. Let it work.
You know, Reverend Ike, I always say that I have not failed an exam before.
Wow.
My BC and all these kind of things. As a matter of fact, every school that I went to, at the end of maybe whatever, they would come and say, they are compiling list of best students and your name has come up, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, so I sat down to think about it and I realized that one of my pastors, Bishop Okubota Edoku.
Yeah. Bishop Okubota, God bless you so much for teaching us about tithe.
When I was much younger, I'm still 13 though, but when I was much, much, much younger, he taught us how to tithe.
Yeah.
He said, it doesn't matter if it is one CD. If what you had the whole month is 10 CD, your tithe is it, take the one CD and come and give it. And I realized that I did not get, maybe a lot of us may think that if you give your tithe, you should only get money blessing.
No, it's a blessing. Blessing is good health.
Good health.
Blessing is passing your exam.
Exactly.
Blessing
that was what
is
I was going to
car
say.
Not knocking you down.
Yes.
Blessing is peace of mind.
Yes.
Blessing means
a lot of things.
It's not only
I realize
money.
That I and it is not as if me I can learn via. I realized that when I go and sit for the exam and I write the exam, even me myself, sometimes when I come out of the exam hall, I'm like, Charlie, I didn't do well. But by the time the results come, I have passed. And sometimes I don't understand. Sometimes I actually believe that it is because of
this
some of paying, giving my tithe.
So, and offerings. Tithe and offerings.
So, Tete, it is 100% correct.
When I understood tithing, I started paying tithe from class 5, and I can recall days that I paid tithe with coins.
Coins.
Yes, I've done that before. Mm. Coins.
Yeah.
I can remember vividly.
Yes.
Pay tithe with coins
with
and
coins.
All that.
Yes.
But today, by the grace of God, I don't pay tithe with coins.
With coins. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Recently, somebody saw my tithe this thing, the person said, hey, this much, do you see?
That is a blessing.
And I believe that God actually sees this thing. He recognizes it.
He
says that, try it. Let me prove it to you.
You know, there is a scripture in Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. It says, call unto me, and I would answer you, and I will show you. And here it is also saying, test me. So, for me, after you go and put the envelope, say, this one, no giddy giddy near God. This one, there, you yourself wrote it. Oh.
Let me give a testimony.
Yes.
When I was in university, first year, then I had a day, very, very bad day. That was, let's say, Friday to Saturday to Sunday. And all that was with me was 15 pesos.
15 pesos.
Did you understand? Like 5 pesos.
Yes. Three.
Mm-hmm. That was all I had.
Mm.
But inside my tithe card was my tithe. And I had this 15 pesos on Friday, but my tithe was in my tithe card. I have to send to church on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see? And something kept telling me, If you are going to send this tithe to church and you have 15 pesos and you can't buy food, what is the use? And I told myself that, no, as long as it has entered my tithe card, I'm not going to remove it. Mm-hmm. So it was there. So when I got to church on Sunday, I gave an offering of 5 pesos. Mm-hmm. I was left with the first service, the first offering I gave 5 pesos. Second, I gave another 5 pesos. I was left with 5 pesos. And I gave my tithe. So yes. when church closed and I was walking out of the church, I kept hearing voices. Ah, you are a silly boy.
Yeah.
Why do you have to do this?
Yeah.
You'll be hungry. You see something. And truthfully, I was hungry
mm-hmm.
because I sent the money to the church. But when I came back, I brought the tithe card and I put it. And I said, God, the way it is, you know, you can see that I don't have money now. I've also gone to give my tithe. So you have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So I was there. Nothing was happening. Then Monday morning, I was at lectures. This is a university thing I'm telling you.
Oh, really?
I was at lectures. As I was there, as the lecture started, 8 o'clock, it just started like this when I had a call. And the person said, oh, I've been calling you since Friday. I said, for what? I sent money into your bank account, so I was calling you to go for it. Oh, I asked one of the girls by me, I'll be back. And I saw practically the provision of God.
Wow,
when God says that,
blessing.
I'll pour out a blessing.
Yes, that's
so
it.
If you are a child, it is important to give your tithe and your offerings. Sometimes they give you offering, you don't give.
And you see, Reverend Ike, it is also a very good habit to learn how to start fighting
now,
because you will realize that if it is a car you want to drive in future, you realize that the tithe you are giving now
is accumulating. Yes.
I always say that by the grace of God, I have a car, but I always say that the car, my first car that I used, I never paid
with money.
I was just there and it was given to me. So,
can you drive this car and see if it will work for you? You see, no, you are a driver.
Tete from Lagos.
You are 15 years. You are 15 years. Your mate who are 15 years are asking when they can date. And your problem is about tithing. You have to tithe. So it's true, you don't work. You hear people saying the children don't work. How are they? But the children also need blessing.
Yeah, but Reverend Ike, the children don't work. But I always say that when I was a student, I had more money than, because you don't work, but you are giving money every day to school. So you buy just unnecessary. Sometimes you just see people buying certain things and you want to buy something. You don't need them. So and most of you have these saving box and all that, and you save money. So if you are saving, take your tithe out of it. If it is 5 CDs, take 50 pesos and put it in an envelope. You see, one thing is that God is not ashamed of you when you come and give a tithe of 50 pesos. Yeah.
It is not the amount, it is the heart of people, not the amount at all.
Exactly.
Pastor David, let's continue.
Yes.
This one says, hello, Reverend Ike. Please, my name is Brian. Is listening to Shatawale and Cole songs a sin? So he's trying to say that if you listen to Shatawale, Stoneboy,
Black Sheriff.
Black Sheriff.
Brian, Black Sheriff is trending.
Kweku the Traveler.
It's trending. It's trending.
Black Sheriff, Shatter, Stone Boy.
Yeah.
Dada Wankra. Sakodie.
Sakodie.
Kia Isoba. He still sings.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Ryan should think so.
Jay-Z too, he sings.
Yeah, Jay-Z. He's like a world.
There's this one in Nigeria. Recently,
Davido or something.
Davido,
yes.
I think he was featured in the World Cup song. He was giving some slot. When I was watching how do you call it, the balloting.
I saw that he
featured him.
Yeah.
So he's asking that if you listen to these people, is he a sin?
You see, it has not been clearly
written. Well, otherwise, if Shatawale hears it,
it has not been clearly written in the Bible that if you listen to Shatawale, it's also a human being. But you see, as a Christian, the Bible says that evil communication corrupts good manners. Now, is the song you want to listen to, is it coming to edify you, or is it coming to what is the song doing to you? Is it pushing you to have a girlfriend? Yeah. I'm sure the one who asked whether it is it okay to have a girlfriend at your as a child.
Mm.
These are some of the songs that inspires you to think that way.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Mm.
These are some of the songs, because in such songs, when you watch the video, the kind of lifestyle and the kind of dressing, you would want to do that. And you see, because you cannot also sustain it,
mm.
you would end up getting friends which will corrupt your mind.
Okay. Pastor David, let me help this person.
Yeah.
From where you ended, it is not a sin, but this is what will happen to you when you listen to unwholesome music. In 1 Samuel 16:16, okay. I'm still with NLT. NLT right. is one of my favorite this season. Let me start from verse 14. 1 Samuel 16:14 says that now the Spirit of God had left Saul,
mm-hmm.
and the Lord sent a tormenting spirit that filled him with depression and fear.
Okay.
Some of Saul's servants suggested a solution. It is clear that a spirit from God is tormenting you, they said. Verse 16 says, let us find a good musician to play the harp for you. Whenever the tormenting spirit is bothering you,
okay,
the harp music will quiet you,
mm-hmm.
and you will soon be well again.
Yeah.
All right, Saul said, find me someone who plays well and bring him here. One of the servants said to Saul, the son of Jesse is a talented harp player. Not only that, he's brave and strong and has good judgment. He's also a fine-looking young man, and the Lord is with him. So we are saying that if we can play a music
mm-hmm.
for evil spirits to go away, yeah. we can also play music for evil spirits to come into you. It's very simple.
Yeah, very simple.
So if you listen to good music,
mm-hmm.
okay, and good music composed by anointed people from God.
From God,
you see that you become anointed.
Yeah.
You become a Holy Spirit filled person. If you listen to songs like from Joe Metal, if you listen to Hillsong, if you listen to First Love Music.
Yes.
If you listen to Darling Check.
Yes.
If you listen to Joyous Celebration. Now, you know,
there's this new Maverick Worship, and I mean, their songs
it's also there.
Very nice, there's anointed
this
songs.
This man who sang, Father to Chan, you to speak.
Okay, I've not.
Lighted by your. Oh, Sammy, I sing. Oh. I sing. I think he has. I don't know his name, but I think he also has. First, it was Fragrance. He's the one who sang that.
Okay, okay. Nigerian, forgotten.
These are godly people filled with the Spirit of God. When they sing and you listen to it, you feel like doing more, your depression goes away.
Even when you are sad, you realize that when you listen to some of these songs, they lift you up.
Yes, and there are songs that you also listen, like Westlife, you feel like having sex. That's what it does to you. Did you understand? So, every song has a spirit backing it, and the spirit comes from the person who is singing
it.
Even if you pour Coca-Cola in the chamber pot, nobody would like to drink it.
Exactly.
Do you understand? So, exactly. You can't say that, oh, this worldly song musician has sung a gospel song.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? If you pour Coca-Cola, if we put KFC inside chamber pot, no, you will not eat a new chamber pot. You will not eat it.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Because
so, it is
the
vessel.
We know what chamber pot is used for. Yes.
All right. So, you will not eat it. So, basically, I think we have answered. It is not a sin.
It's not a sin, but
what it will bring to you.
You
is
know that the Bible also says that all things are lawful,
but not all things are helpful.
So is it what? Listen, look at the song. Is it going to be helpful to you? Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm. Good morning, Pastor Ike.
Mm.
Please, I am a thief, and I know it, but I cannot stop stealing. How do I overcome it? My name is Kobi from Abilinkwe, and in Form 1.
Kobi, I am really messy. I mean, I'm sorry to hear about that, but I'm happy to also hear that you said you know it.
Mm.
I mean, that is the beginning of stopping.
Yeah.
At least you have an idea that this is what...
Mm. Let me teach the children something. Mm-hmm. Anybody who steals,
mm-hmm.
okay, and cannot stop himself from stealing is called a kleptomaniac.
Yeah.
Okay, so it is... why even say it's a psychological thing? But I mean, you have become a pathological thief.
You are used to it.
You cannot stop yourself from stealing. I mean, you have tried. And sometimes they steal things they don't need.
They don't need.
I know a guy, he has stolen so much that when people wash and hang their panties, women panties, he goes to steal it.
Mercy.
He doesn't need it. But, mercy. I mean, it's a spirit that is driving them.
So Kobe, so number one, I think that you need to get somebody to help you, pray with you. I mean,
Pastor David will give his number out.
Yes, we would pray with you and then we would counsel you. And I believe in the power of God.
It's
that
true.
The power, I mean, what you are saying that you cannot stop. Power of God can break it.
For him to text, it means he has attempted trying severally. Yes.
But Kobe, before that also, then next question I also want to ask you is that, do you go to church? It's also, I mean, because if you also go to church
and you have a constant dose of the word of God, or some of these things will be
can
going
go little
away small,
by little
small.
You realize that if you used to steal 10, it will come down to 9.
Yes.
And little by little. So that one is also very important. Yeah. Or to also know if you have given your life to God. But at the end of the program, I'll give my number. You can call me and then we can continue the conversation.
Stealing actually is not good.
The Bible says vividly, thou shalt not steal.
Still, yes.
It's part of the
Ten Commandments. I mean, look at all the sins. For God to include it in the Ten Commandments, it's like the first selection.
In fact, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28, the Bible says that he who
has been stealing should stop no more.
Yeah. So it tells you how God does not like about stealing. Yeah.
I think the reason why and even it's part of the people who will not go to heaven.
Yes.
Liars, thieves. Because if you go to heaven and if you are a thief and you go to heaven, you see, like, even heaven, we don't lock our doors. You see, so let's say I've gone for service and then I've not locked my door, but you are a thief.
You stole my iPad.
We don't want everything we announce, I can't find. So God doesn't like that.
Yes.
So that's why we will not even admit liars.
So Kobe, I think you need help.
It's true.
The help you need is the help of God.
It's true.
So we would help you by praying with you and counseling you to. So after the program or at the end of the program, we'll give a number out. And anybody listening and you can also identify with this kind of problem. When we give the number, you can contact us and then we shall help.
It's very important. As for the stealing, it's not a good thing at all.
It's not a good thing at all.
If you start as a young person stealing,
no, but it's not good.
And sometimes, that's how it starts. Oh, it's for daddy. Do you see? But I always say that anything you have not asked for and you take it, it is called stealing.
You know, Reverend AK, one day when I was much younger, I used to, you know, my father has this little bag, and you know, it was full of coins. But you see, he had also paper notes in there. So whenever he comes from work, I go, and because I know with the paper notes,
it will be detected.
The coins were a lot, so I can take coins with the paper notes. So a lot of money. And one day I was caught. My grandmother beat me with a bread knife. Bread knife on my leg.
She beat the hell out of you.
No, for me, I realized that she actually took the spirit of stealing away from my life. And by the grace of God, I mean, at that time I was angry with her. But today I thank God that she did that because it has. So maybe, Kobe, you didn't get anybody to actually beat you or when you were caught or something.
And you see, some of these things, and I always tell there's someone stay with me, and I told the person, anytime you go to school and you come back and you bring pencil that doesn't belong to you, it's stealing.
Yes.
So I said, don't bring anything I haven't given you to this house.
Yes.
Did you understand?
Yes.
Don't. And parents, let's not encourage it.
Yes.
Your child has gone out, he has come back with something, new
that you didn't buy
it, and you are happy. Oh, you are always happy. Your child is motivated to steal.
To steal, exactly.
You see, so let us not encourage it. It's never a good thing. Pastor Dave, let's take our last question. Our time is fast running. This one says, hi, Rev. Our pastor at the Sunday school tells us to go for soul winning, but he didn't teach us how to do it. Please, can you help me?
Pastor, please teach them how to go for soul winning.
It's like, go and bring souls. Go and bring souls.
You know, look, did the person didn't have the name, man.
No.
I mean, whoever you are, this one, you don't have any problem, crap.
Pastor, I think you should teach it. I think you should take a whole week or month to teach it.
And you see, also, you, the pastor, you need to go with them to teach them how
to
do it.
Let me read it again. Hi, Rev. Our pastor at the Sunday school tells us to go for soul winning, but he didn't teach us how to do it. Please, can you help me?
No, so we cannot help you. All what you can do is that the pastor has to teach you how to go for soul winning, or the pastor has to go with you. Has to go with you.
You have to be taught. You have to see it. You have to see it being done. Okay. So when we are going for soul winning, I dress properly.
Yes.
Okay. Then hold your Bible visibly. Let the person know that you are a Christian.
Christian.
Okay, and then when you also you see somebody, you stop, you greet properly. Okay, please, can I have a minute or two
of your time?
Okay, the person accept. You tell the person your name. You tell the person where you are coming from. Then you talk about Jesus has done with your life as a young person. Okay,
and then you also know scriptures of soul winning.
Yes, you should have scriptures. I mean, John 3:16. These are basic scriptures that you can use for your soul winning. But our time is up.
Yes.
I think next week, if we have time, whoever I'll bring on this program next week, if we have time, we'll try and tackle it. But teacher, listening to what, if you are the teacher, you have not taught the children how to do soul winning, please, it is something you practically have to teach them. You have to teach them. It is one of your duties to teach them. You don't tell them that go and bring souls. Where are they going to get the souls from?
You need to do it by example and lead them.
Yes.
And then they will learn.
Bishop Okoye goes to
outreaches with us.
Yes. And he does it. We see it. Auntie Erica, they go with us.
Yes, they go with us. So pastor of the children's church. Maybe I think that is why the person didn't have the name,
because if they are, the pastor will know that they are going for taught them.
So
all too soon, our time is up. My name is Reverend Ike. I've been in the studio with Pastor David.
Before you go, let me say hi to my pastor at the Greater Love Church, Bishop NSIE. Bishop, hi.
I also want to say hi to my Bishop, Bishop Eric Obnasari. Bishop, hi. So, like we are saying, if you are a young person listening to us, you are not born again, we want to give you this opportunity to give your life to Christ. Wherever you are, say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus,
please help me
and forgive me
all my sins.
I believe with my heart
and I confess with my mouth
that you are Lord Jesus. Please write my name
in the book of life
and remember me
when it's time.
Father, I thank you
for coming into my heart.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Tomorrow is Sunday by the grace of God. You must look for a Bible-believing church to attend. You must make sure that you are part of a church. You must ensure that you have a pastor. You see, if you do not have a pastor in your life, all these questions we are answering, it will just be bothering you. You may not have anybody to share them with. All right? So if you are a young person, Pastor David, I think you should give your number out.
All right. So that anybody wants to meet you, especially for the one who says he has a problem with stealing.
Yes.
My 0243
906 186 186. Only for some of you.
0243 906 906 186 186.
But you're trying off air. All right. So if you want further counseling from Pastor David, please call this number. He will attend to you. Very anointed man of God, good counsel, very, very, very intelligent man of God. Pastor David, God bless you so much for coming.
Thank you.
It's
so
been a
much.
Pleasure. Anytime I have the chance to be in the program like this with you, I'm always excited.
It's an honor.
It's effortless to me if I have to have a program with you. I don't struggle at all.
It's a blessing. We thank God.
God bless you so much for coming. And to all young people listening to us, God bless you. It's a blessing. It's a great privilege. This is Generation 419, your favorite children's program on radio. We are so much privileged that you listen to us, and anytime we give you counsel, you pay it. And like we said the last time, if you are seeing let's say that there's a development coming, there are solutions coming which are helping you can also send us messages so that we know that our work in the Lord is not in vain. Okay, so if maybe we gave a certain counsel and it happened, and there's a breakthrough, there's a testimony, yes. Please share with us to encourage us so that we know that we are doing a good work. We know we are doing a good work, but so that we are encouraged.
We know
that Charlie, the thing is working.
Yes.
Okay, so God bless you so much. Find a church to attend next week and be part of a church. God bless you. I'll see you next week. My name is Reverend Dr. Ike. Bye.